When I think of giving thanks, I think of Luke chapter 17 and verse number 11. You say, Pastor, why do you think of Luke 17:11? I don't think of Luke 17:11. I think of Luke 17:11 because therein begins the story of Jesus' healing of 10 leper men. Now, a leper man is a man who is suffering from the disease of leprosy for which there was no cure, and a man who had such a disease was consigned to separation from his fellow man. The story proceeds as follows. And it came to pass, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, the reason these men stood afar off was because it was illegal, unlawful for them to come in close proximity to someone who was clean. And obeying the law in this case, because they had really no choice, they had come to Jesus for help, but they could not come close to him. They had to stand afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And apparently his reputation had preceded him. They knew who he was. They addressed him as Master. They acknowledged him as, in other words, as Lord. They came to him with an open heart, worshipful, and beseeching him, we know that you are merciful. Would you please have mercy on us? We are leprous. Our life is over. We're at the end. There's no future for us unless we have some mercy from you. There's no healing for us. We are hated by all men. We are ostracized by all. We have no contact with our families, with our friends, with anybody else except those who are diseased just as we are. And we are consigned to a life of misery and torment. Would you have mercy on us? You're our only hope. Verse 14 continues, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now the reason he would do that, this is not the central point of what I want to say this morning, but let me just comment on it while we're passing through this verse. Moses had given the Jews a law that if they were leprous, that they were to be separated, but if in fact they became clean, if God had cleansed them in a miraculous way, that before they were to have fellowship with, and contact with the rest of the people, that they were to present themselves to the priest. And the priest had a certain ritual that he would go through. That ritual is given us in the Pentateuch in the Old Testament. And the priest had certain tests that he would apply to determine whether there was simply a remission in this leprosy or whether the man was actually cleansed. If the man was cleansed according to the priest, then he could re-enter society once again. If the priest, however, refused to certify him as clean, even though he may look clean, he was yet consigned to live the life of a leper. Now, when these men asked Jesus for mercy, Jesus said, go show yourselves unto the priest. In essence, he was saying, under the law of Moses, which you're under, you must get certification from the priest that you're clean. Now go and show yourself to the priest. He didn't pray for them. He didn't lay hands upon them. He did not minister to them. They said, we want to be healed. Have mercy on us. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And what he was expressing here was his desire that they should express their faith and go by faith to the priest, even though the leprosy is still on the body. And so 10 men turn and head towards the temple where the priests are, believing that when they get there, the priest would examine them and the leprosy would be gone. But as they turned to go and to head towards the temple, the leprosy had not changed a bit. It was still there. There's a wonderful lesson here about faith becoming action and how when faith is put into action, things happen. And that until faith acts, faith has not really expressed itself. And how faith is more than a matter of mental assent. Faith is a matter of doing, living, acting in accordance with what you say you believe. When a person gets saved, genuinely saved, by faith, his life changes. His actions become different. He becomes a new creature and he will act differently. And so these men, on getting the instructions from the Lord, go show yourselves to the priest. The verse continues, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. In other words, as they walked towards the temple, somewhere in that trip, from the words of Jesus to the place where they had to be clean for the priest to certify them, on the way, as they were acting upon the words of Jesus and as they were acting in faith upon what he said and demonstrating by their actions that they believed that he had the power and the willingness to heal them, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, the Samaritans, you'll remember, were hated by the Jews. These were half-breeds. They were Jews, descendants of Jews that had intermingled with the heathen of the land. And the one, we don't know what the other nine were, but this one was a Samaritan. When he saw he was healed, rather than go to the priest, he returned to the Lord and he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus and gave glory to God and thanked the Lord for his healing. Verse 17 says, Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the nine? Weren't there 10 of you that were made whole? Where are the other nine? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I believe the story is indicative of the condition of a large number of people. And that in this case, 1 out of 10 found time to say thank you to the Lord. The other 9 were so happy to have the Lord's blessing. They were so excited to have received a miracle. They were so concerned about themselves and their own circumstances that they had no time to say thank you to Jesus. Oh yeah, look what the Lord has done for me, priest. Once I was a leper, but now I'm clean. Go ahead and certify me as clean so I can get back to my home. I think we can understand that kind of excitement. I think we can understand that kind of enthusiasm. And I'm not sure we can understand that kind of ingratitude. 9 who were more self-concerned than they were God-concerned. Only one, when he was cleansed, his first thought, I must give thanks to Jesus and I must glorify God. The other 9 more concerned about themselves than they were about giving thanks to the Lord. Now let me share a number of scriptures with you. If you want to follow along, I'll give them to you before I read them. The first one comes from Psalm 68 and verse 19. I'm going to give you a number of scriptures from the Word of God which give a call to all God's people, not only to be thankful, but to give thanks. You see, for a person to be saved, he must give evidence of that salvation. For a person to be thankful, he will give thanks. Are you listening to what I'm saying? A person who does not give thanks is not thankful. For out of the abundance of a man's heart, his mouth... What kind of prayers do you pray? Lord, I thank you so much for all the wonderful things that you have done for me, among which are, or is your prayer time filled with, oh God, I need, oh Lord, please do, oh Lord, if you don't, I'm just going to die. Psalm 68 and 19, the psalmist, in this case David, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Do you realize that? Every day, God not only blesses us, He loads us with benefits. Well, Pastor, God really hasn't done anything, you know, in my life recently for which I can thank Him. You must be dead. Amen. To think like that. You'd have to be dead. Psalm 119. And reading one verse from the 62nd. I like this one. David again. You'll read the Psalms, you'll find a thankful man in this man David. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. David said, the awareness of God's goodness and the righteousness of His judgments and His ways are so much a part of my life that even when I'm laying in the bed, I want to get up and just thank Him for it. 1 Corinthians 15. Another verse. I think this is one we can all say amen to. Maybe you'd like to read this one aloud. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How about 2 Corinthians 9, 15? You'll want to read this one too. 2 Corinthians 9, 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. What gift is that? The gift of Jesus and all that He means to us. And then in 1 Timothy, chapter number 1, this is Paul's heart. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Paul said, I'm not grateful to myself for my unique abilities. I thank Jesus Christ our Lord because He's the one who enabled me. If I do anything that's positive and good, I thank God for it. And then these verses, don't try to turn to them, but let me just read them quickly for you. Deuteronomy 8 and 10, Moses told the people of Israel, when thou hast eaten and art full, and thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. Psalm 104, the song that we sing, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him. Notice the words, be thankful unto Him, a command from the Lord, and bless His name. Colossians 1:12 tells us to give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. 1 Thessalonians tells us in 5:18, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And Psalm 107 verse 22 tells us to let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. How do we give God thanks? One of the ways that we may do that is just specifically to him as this leper came to Jesus, fell at his feet, worshiped him, and said, thank you for what you have done, and gave glory to God. But there's another way that we can give thanks, and that is to declare his works with rejoicing, to tell others what it is he has done. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. I want Bruce and Jim to come forward, please. I'm going to do something a little differently this morning. Jim, I want you to take that microphone there, brother. And Bruce, I want you to take this microphone. I want you to just stand in the middle of that aisle. I want you to stand in the middle of that aisle, about halfway back. Now, there's some folks in this congregation who are thankful today. Some of you have never expressed your thanks to the Lord publicly. Some of you have never declared publicly your thanksgiving to God with rejoicing, and I want you to have an opportunity to do it today and be obedient to the gospel. And if you want to do that, I want you to step out from where you are and come to one of these microphones. Here's one right here.
I had an eye exam about 2 years ago, and because of my job, and I failed it. I had to wear glasses for a year. And last year when I took the eye exam, then I passed it. I'd been praying for my healing and all, and I told a lot of people about the healing and all, but that I was healed, and I did receive my healing. But as you were talking about this, about the lepers, I don't remember just thanking the Lord for it. And I want to repent of that. And I just want to be in front of everybody. I want to just lift up my hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Lord, I worship you and praise
Amen.
You. And I give you all the glory and the honor for it. And I just bless you, Lord, that you did it. It wasn't me, that you gave me my sight. And I just worship you and thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's take one over here.
I just want to make public my thanks and my gratitude to God for wonderful parents and just a wonderful family that brought me up in the nurture and the admiration of God.
Amen. Amen. That is something to be thankful for.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for coming into my life and taking care of my family. I had a son that was in a wreck Thursday night. And he was just hurt just a little bit, but through my faith and my prayers, the Lord took care of him.
Amen. I want to thank God for what has happened in your life, too, because we've watched it happen, you know, as you started to come here. I remember how uncomfortable you were when you first started coming to the services here. And it just is a rejoicing to me. And I give thanks to God for you and folks like you that have come and responded to the Word of God. You're a real testimony, brother. Amen. Over here, Jim again.
I want to thank God for bringing me up here safe. When I got on the plane in Florida, it was grounded not to fly into Atlanta. And I prayed all the way up. And I just thank God that he brought me here safely.
Amen.
That was Thursday. And when you all had that awful storm, and we didn't know what was wrong till we got on the plane.
I see.
And he told us, and I just thank God.
Amen. You're Roseanne's mother, are you not?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Russell?
I'd just like to publicly thank God for my salvation and my family. Just
Amen.
Thank
I just want to thank the Lord and praise him for my healing. And thank him for this body. You guys have really been a blessing to me, and this one to praise him. Hallelujah.
Bruce?
Yes, I'd like to thank the Lord that my father had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. He went and met the Lord this summer. I want to thank the Lord for my mother. I want to thank the Lord for my family. I want to thank the Lord for the many, many miracles he's done in my life. I want to thank the Lord for salvation. I want to thank the Lord for my family, my three daughters and my son. I want to thank the Lord for my job. I just have so much to be thankful for, and I praise God for him.
Amen.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me. You probably have known I've been in the hospital about four times now. And one time when I was in the hospital, Vic came to visit me. I had three infections, and Vic prayed for me when I was there, and I went to the doctor. He came in. I said, well, my pastor has come to see me yesterday, and I've been healed. He said, "Oh, really?" He said, "I have to check anyway. That's just routine. He's got to check me, you know." So I said, "Praise God." He says, "I like for people to work through you like that." I said, "I've been healed." And he said, "You have been healed." And I just want to thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Amen. Over here.
I want to praise God for the healing of my mother. A lot of y'all interceded for her and everything, and I just want to thank God for the body that takes time to intercede for the other, for our needs and everything. I just praise God that she was totally, completely healed, and they can't find anything.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank God for my salvation. You know, when you get stay around Christians all the time, thank God you can forget what you once were. You get around some of your relatives, though, they want to remind you of all the bad things you've ever done. And I've been around some of my relatives lately, and they reminded me, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. And I thank God for salvation that changes people from the inside out.
Amen.
I'm proud this morning to stand up for my Lord. Every time I have opportunity, I like to speak. And I've been in home mission about 18 years. And I tell you this morning, there ain't nothing no better the person can do is to mention Jesus' name to somebody, even if it's a sick person, that might get saved and healed too. Because I've been healed many times. I'm a living miracle if you won't know the truth, and I wouldn't have time to go into it and tell you all about it. But this morning, it's wonderful to know you're a child of God and that you're not ashamed, not afraid to mention His name. If anybody's afraid, there's something wrong with a Christian life. If you're ashamed, He said, "I'll be ashamed of you." So I'm not ashamed this morning. I count it a privilege to be able to say Jesus even. And this morning, He's the reason why I'm standing on my feet. And I won't tell you how old I am because I'm not a young person. And I've been in this a long time. And I'm proud of it. And I tell you, He's the one who gives me my breath and my health and the strength from day to day. My little granddaughter that I came over here with, her husband is a miracle too. God worked a miracle in his life. And not only him, but everyone that's ever come through a disaster or anything, it's serious. Now, whether it's serious or not, Jesus Christ is a healer. No doctor can heal nobody.
That's right.
It's impossible because he doesn't have the ability. But Jesus is never lacking in nothing. He has the ability. And he's not slack and short in nothing. Amen. Praise God this morning. It don't make no difference how bad and how it may be. Maybe you got a high mountain you got to climb. Thank God Jesus will help you and he'll hold your hand. Help you get up that mountaintop. And sometime you have to get in the valley to let you know that he's still in the lily of the valley too, you know. But this morning, I just felt like I wanted to say something. Whenever I get a chance and go to a place where God's children's at, I like to speak out because God wants us to. And this morning, I admonish you, get close to him as you can. Amen. Because he's going to split the eastern skies and ain't going to be long.
Amen.
Because our society is sick, sin sick this morning. They need the Lord worse than they need the food to eat, the bed to sleep on, or anything. And I want to tell you, young people and elders and little children and all, it made me feel good to see these little children running around here this morning praising God while you was taking up the offering. I think it's good to have practice for children to worship God whichever way is suitable for the please God, you know. But anyhow, this morning, I'm just glad to be one of his children. And I tell you what, you ain't got very much longer to get your house in order. If you don't have it in order, get it in order. Because you never know when he's going. He said, "Your time is any time, but mine's not yet." So you need to get ready because you never know when he's going to say, "I'm going to call you home." Just like last night, we went up to the airport to pick up my little granddaughter. And I said, "Lord, before she gets on that plane, I'm looking for you to send a guardian angel to watch over that plane and the pilot and take care of her to come safe." Sure enough, it did. But many people gets on an airplane, and before they get to their destination, they never make it. Sometimes the plane crashes. Sometimes other things, heart attacks. People have died on the plane from heart attacks. Young people, I mean, it's not somebody 87 and 80 years old people, but it's young people sometimes. So that's why it pays to be ready at all times. I try to live one day at a time because I don't know if he's coming. If he don't come today, I'm looking for him tomorrow. And I want to go and I want to see everybody go. I don't want to see nobody left behind because hell is real, folks. It's as hotter than any fire that anybody could ever kindle. And he said, "What if the fires kindle when I come?" So we know that there's volcanoes already in places, but that ain't it. The fire I'm talking about is hell, and it's a hot place, and the worm never dies. It eats on them and eats on them throughout eternity. So this morning, If you're not got yourself prepared, don't hesitate. Don't go to sleep tonight before you say, God, I'm sorry, and I have not lived for you like I should. I'm going to tell you, folks, I come out of the world. I have to live in it, but I don't participate in no worldly doings. I'm going to tell you that. I don't have no time. That worldly stuff don't satisfy me. Never did. I thought it did when I was out there. But praise God, when you get Jesus, he satisfies. He takes care of everything.
Amen.
Every detail. I don't
okay,
care if you're single, married,
sister,
or whatever.
Sister,
he'll take care of your problems.
Sister,
I
thank
promise
you so
that.
Much.
And this morning, I appreciate him this morning.
Thank you very much.
I love him with all of my heart.
Let's go over here.
He said to love him with all your heart and soul. And I appreciate him this morning.
I was raised in a very impoverished family in a home of alcoholics, and I was taken away from home and raised in a welfare home. I never had anything as a kid, and the Lord has raised me up, and he's given me a beautiful family, and he's just brought me out of the miry clay and out of the brick pits, and I just want to publicly thank him for it this morning.
Amen. What do you have to be thankful for, Bart?
I'm thankful for my three sons, Gabe, Jason, Justin, whom you don't know, my wife, and Dan and Doris Yancey.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't preach now. Just tell us what you're thankful for.
Hey, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But
when you got the word open like that, you make me nervous. Not that preaching not appropriate in service, but that's not what we're doing
so
right
much
now.
Time.
Yeah.
I want to add my agreement to what my brother David shared. I would say, other than my salvation, the foremost thing I have thankful is my family. I've shared this before, but I think of it time and time again, how I've got 11 brothers and sisters, and how they're still here. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to mention two scriptures here. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I really believe that. It says in the last days, perilous times will come. And God has protected my family. He's given us good health. I thank him for the salvation. I have one brother that still will be saved, and very, very shortly. And I thank him for all of his future blessings.
Amen. Carlene?
Vic, I just wanted to say that most of you know that I have got a lot to be thankful for, but I had never openly expressed my thanks to y'all as a body and to my Lord Jesus Christ for a beautiful son that he has given me and a family that I can love very much. Thank you.
Amen. Chris?
I want to thank God, first of all, for saving me and my family, and for wisdom and guidance that he's given us, and for what he's doing in Danny's life. Praise you.
I just want to publicly thank Jesus that he's always been faithful, and he's true to himself, and even when I've been doubting so many times in my life, that he's been there, even when I didn't know it, and he's lifted me up, and he's been faithful.
I want to publicly thank Jesus, which I never did, for bringing me home 3 years ago. We're sure I was going to die up in Massachusetts. Every 15 minutes for 5 hours, they thought I was just about gone. Cecil was back here praying for me. She didn't know who she was praying for. And then I Assembly of God pastor and everybody here was praying after they knew. But I didn't have any correction made up there, and later the doctor said, I never knew a heart could do that. It would just about conk out and then it would come up again. And after I got back, I guess y'all know, but a month later I had a pacemaker put in, and it's working perfectly and still going. And I want a special thank my daughter Lois and Vic for allowing us to make our trip to Sweden. And You think that family don't matter, but I met family there that didn't even know me. And they treated us like we were long lost, that they'd seen us, you know, and known us all these years because we were family. I just want to publicly thank for bringing us back.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for my salvation. I thank Him for my husband. And I thank you, Pastor Vic, for the love that you show, that you love Jesus. Because that's what keeps me coming back here. My husband said, why do you keep going back there? I said, because the pastor just says the word, and he just openly expresses the love that he has for Jesus. And he loves the Lord so much, and it makes me want to just have that hunger and love the Lord that much more. And I thank Jesus for you in this body.
I just personally want to thank the Lord that He takes us as we are, and then, of course, He changes us once He's got us. And I praise Him for my salvation. And I thank Him for my godly family that He has given me, and a godly wife and godly children. And I praise God that He led me into a godly body of children that truly love Him. And I thank God for a pastor that we have that stands up here and is not ashamed of God's word and just stands up and puts God's word out, even though the world says, hey, he's wrong, but he ain't. He's right. He stands on God's word. And I praise God for that. And I thank God for a godly school that we have here and a principal that just loves the Lord and loves the children. And her desire of her heart is to lead them closer to God. And I just praise the Lord for that. And I could go on for hours and hours, but I want this stewardship that we just went through. That has meant a lot to me, and I praise God for it, that I have known the tithe before, but I didn't know the other principles of tithing that came out in it. It was a blessing to me, and people don't realize, if you hadn't been a counselor, you need to, because it is a blessing. There's no way you can describe the blessing that the Lord gives you through that, and I thank God for it, allowing me to be blessed. My time that I gave, I've already been blessed more than the world could ever bless me for the time that I've given the Lord in this. And this morning in the school class, I don't know if Pastor realizes this, but the first and second graders I was blessed to get to go visit. I am looking forward to them when they're 13 and 14 years old in this church. And we think some of us are spiritual giants now. Whoa, glory to God, they're going to be some spiritual giants walking in this church. Amen. When these little first and second graders get up here. And I just can't wait. I'm excited about it. Praise the Lord.
Feels good to just give the Lord thanks, doesn't it? Huh?
I just want to publicly thank God for Jesus and the price He paid on Calvary. Mm. And I want to thank the Lord for this body of believers, which I've called on a few times. Various members know, you know, who you are. I've called and, you know, asked you to intercede for my family and the turmoil that we've had. But through intercession and through God's grace, we've made it. And I just want to thank Jesus for it. And I thank you all, too.
Amen.
Praise God. I feel like I'm just bursting with praise. I just wanted to praise the Lord, especially this morning, for a home of peace. Last night when Steve and I were just laying in the bed, and the three girls were in there in one bed, and we just laid there, we just listened to the peace. I mean, you could just feel such a home of peace and joy and love. And you know, there's so many homes that are broken. There's no peace. There's just hate, strife, turmoil. And I praise God for the pieces in our homes. We have so many blessings. I thank the Lord for a husband that loves God and that is the priest of our home, and that the word of God goes forth in our house every day. Every day. Without fail, there's the word of God. And I praise God for that.
Well, I'm thankful that one day I was over at my friend's house. He went to a soccer game, and they got some woods and trails back there, and I went back there, and I was playing chase with these boys, and I was chasing them, and I was supposed to go down the path, but I didn't, and I went straight through because I thought if I went down there I could get them, but I did. But I think a week later, when my dad came and picked me up, my face was completely red because I went into a pack of poison oak and I'm allergic to it. And then my face swelled up and one of my eyes was swelled shut. I couldn't open it. And all day long I sat under the shower and I went to my class and they prayed for me. I'm thankful that God healed me.
That's the only thing I know that's bigger than poison ivy is Jesus.
I just want to thank Lord for allowing me to witness at work. Ever since I've got on the evening shift, I have to work evenings on the at work, and I have to work Sundays a lot. So I come to morning service, and I listen to Word, and it's like a fire to me. I take it to work, and I just preach it over to the guys. And I just also want to thank for the Lord that they gave me a beautiful wife and three healthy and beautiful children.
Praise God. I just want to thank the Lord that that God just brought me out of darkness into light. I just want to thank the Lord. Some of you don't know that I was brought out of depression. I shared that a little bit on Wednesday night. But He brought me out of a deep depression, and He's just put His love in my heart. But I'm just so full of it this morning. I could go on and on. I want, but my children blessed me this week, and I shared that in Sunday school. I didn't know whether to share it again, but some of you didn't hear. My daughter just blessed me this week, myself and my husband, and I just praise God that our children can rise up and call us blessed on our anniversary, and that they can really bless us. They just blessed James and I tremendously, and I thank God for this day, our anniversary. I can thank God for my husband. It's been so good to me and so wonderful to me, and I just want to thank him, and I want to thank the Lord publicly and just praise God for all the things that I can't even start or begin to mention right now, but I just praise God for his wonderful love, and I just thank him today.
James and Marianne are celebrating 25 years today.
I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank the Lord for my Christian home. Praise the Lord for my beautiful wife and my beautiful children that the Lord has given me. And I praise God for my godly mother. And I know she put up a lot, you know, to raise us and everything, and it's a sacrifice. But I know the Lord has blessed her abundantly.
And I think He's probably blessing her today, Dennis.
Yeah, I thank the Lord for my job. And I just praise God that He's working mightily in my life, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life and lives big in my life today.
Over here.
I tell you, I just really appreciate you, Pastor, today for the ministry, because I don't think that, at least I have really been appreciative a lot of times for all the blessings that I've had. But I just want to be one of those ones that turns around and shouts, "Hallelujah, Lord," and just praise you for what you've done. It's so many things. And my wife and my family, you know, you don't realize sometimes. We have a couple of folks that are up here that are old friends of us in the old life, and they're not saved. And it's Dick and Mary Lou McGee, and they're there this weekend. They're at our home when they need salvation. But quite frankly, this morning I was really feeling really bad. I couldn't hardly do anything, and because of that spirit that was going on there. And Sally just instinctively came over and started praying for me. And I immediately found it. I just have such joy and peace and happiness today for that. And I know we'll be good witnesses, but praise God for my family, and thank you, Vic, for what you're doing.
And for my salvation and for all the deliverance that He's given me and for helping me through everything I've been through. And His word is true, and He'll never leave you or forsake you.
That's right.
And my vigor right now, I just praise Him for everything right now.
You're not supposed to be here today,
no,
are
I'm
you?
Not.
Huh? We're supposed to have buried you months ago.
That's right. Huh? Yeah. That's right.
You don't look very dead to me.
No. No, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Don't believe everything you hear. What comes out of this book is truth.
Amen.
The rest of what you hear, you gotta watch. Just a minute. We're going back and forth, side to side. Let's take this one over here.
I'm thankful that Jesus sent His Son to die for us
and that we don't have to suffer, and so we don't have to suffer the sin that Jesus took away from us.
That's right. Okay, now over on this side, please. Okay.
I'm just so, I have so much to be thankful for, but I'd like to just praise God for the most wonderful family and a wife that has always just loved and cared for me so much. I'd just like to praise Him for, and two sons that I'm so proud of, that I'm just totally blessed. And the devil has really come against me in this last 6 months, first with cancer and some other ways he's attacked me in my mind. I'd just like to praise God and thank Him for a God that is always tender love and care is always there.
Amen. Amen.
The men's fellowship for what the Lord had done in my life, but this morning I just feel like in my heart that this I'm so thankful for Him just lifting me out of the slimy pits of hell and just lifting me up upon a solid rock that I can stand on. I'm so thankful for that, and I'm awful thankful for this body. I'm thankful to God for the pastor that He has sent here and for the anointing upon his life and what He's meant to my family. I'm thankful for my grandchildren and for my children, especially for my wife. Thank you, Lord. I know she has been through a lot, but I just thank God for her. She's so wonderful. And I thank God for each and every person in this congregation. That's you just mean so much to me. When I'm down, you're up. And praise God, you just lift me up. And I just have something to bite onto, and that's God's Word. And I'm so appreciative for that. And I thank you, and I praise God for each and every one of you.
Amen. Over here again.
I just want to thank the Lord for His Word. And, you know, when things get overwhelming and we can't handle them, that we can just give them to the Lord and He takes over. And I know when Jack went to be with the Lord in June, I never had any trouble sleeping. And I don't know how many nights I couldn't sleep. But through His Word, when you have a husband, it's real easy to have him be the responsibility in the family, you know. You just sort of, that's what you're supposed to do. He's supposed to be the head. But the Lord said, you know, in His Word, that He will be your husband, which He is. And then I got a hold of the Word that said, give me your fatherless children, and I will preserve them alive. And it just took all the weight off of me that I didn't have to worry, because just give them to the Lord. And he took all that weight and heaviness off of me. And I don't have any trouble sleeping. And I thank Him for His peace and for His strength and for meeting every one of my needs and for all the wonderful children that He's given me. And I could go on for an hour, but I'll just leave it at that. And I just thank the Lord with all my heart.
I'd just like to thank the Lord for a family and for bringing me down here from where I was. And I just praise God that He's done that for me. And also praise God that He's healed my back.
I'm thankful for a Christian school, and I'm thankful that my mother's going to be a granny.
Well, first of all, I would just like to say you are wonderful people. Me and my husband are members at Faith Cornerstone, but like you said, if you love the Lord, we're all one. But mainly, I came up here to say I have a specific blessing. About a week or so ago, I guess, Satan was really on me for like 4 days. In my sleep, I was having awful nightmares. During the day, I was sick. He was coming upon my body with headaches, sickness. Well, one night, you know, and I kept saying, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Because I know that that He's powerful than anything in this world. But anyway, I was woke up one night really sick. I honestly thought, that this was it. I was just terribly sick. And I kept praying and praying. And my husband works at night. And he came in, I guess it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was just laying in the bed. And he came in and he said, "Honey, are you all right?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine, you know." And he said, "No, what is it?" And I said, "Well, Satan's been trying to get me." And he knew that Satan had been trying to get me. But he sat down and he prayed and he laid hands on me. And I've always received my healing, but I've never received an instant healing. And my husband laid hands on me and prayed over me. And that was the first time I ever had an instant healing. And it was so special to me because it was my husband. The Lord worked through my husband. And I just want to thank the Lord for that so much, that I have a wonderful husband who is filled with the Holy Spirit, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Yes, amen.
I just want to thank God that He gave me Lisa and Melvin and all them, for because I've been going to church with them for about 2 years, and I want to thank God for bringing them into my life, and I want to thank Him for healing me last Sunday night from something that really hurt me bad, that I always thought was really my fault, but I didn't, and I want to thank Him for healing me of that, and I want to thank Him for giving me a wonderful mom. Even though she don't go to church, she's always there for me, and I can talk to her about anything, and I just want to thank Him for bringing them tonight. They're not here yet, but they're going to come tonight because they promised me, and they're going to come, and I thank Him for giving me wonderful nieces and nephews. I love them to death, and they're so cute. My little niece, she goes to church with my other sister every Sunday, and just she comes up to me and tells me, "Jesus loves me," real cute, and it's such a blessing to see her that loving. I just want to thank God for everything.
I would like to thank the Lord for my salvation. I would like to thank Him for Water Life Christian Center, and most of all for my husband and my two children. And I just want to say that I want to really thank the Lord, because He's done some wonderful things for me. And He have enabled me to do things that I said I never would do. Every time I say that I'm not going to do something, I end up doing what I say I'm not going to do. And most of the things I try not to do is, you know, if I run up on a person and try to talk to him about the Lord, if he kind of turns me off, I won't say anything to him. But the Lord has brought those people back to me, you know, and I talk to them. And I want to thank Him that what I share with them, some of them older than I am and some of them young, but they will listen to me. And I just want to thank the Lord that through my stubbornness, I can, you know, I can obey Him. Because like Grandma was saying, if I had gave up that day when she was in away praying for her, but I was praying for her because I didn't know what was wrong with me. But the same thing Grandma went through that day, I went through the same thing. And it was so weird that I could experience something like that, and she could come back and tell me about it. Because when you're in the grocery store and all of a sudden you feel life go out of your body, and all of a sudden, you know, you just get scared. But then if I wasn't born again in spirit field, I could have died then, but I had the Holy Spirit, and I prayed in the Spirit for myself. And I just told the Lord, I said, "I know I'm not sick." And I said, "I know somebody somewhere is sick." And I continued to pray. And the more I prayed, the better I felt, but I didn't realize until Grandmama come back that what I had went through, she went through it too. And I just want to praise the Lord that He just really worked with me, that I to be bold, and when I have these experiences in my body, that I would just continue to pray, and somebody somewhere get healed. And I just want to thank Him for it.
Amen. You will take these last two that are up. This one over here.
I have an awful lot to praise Jesus for, but most of the thing that comes to mind this morning, I had an accident March 22nd, and I was cut pretty bad across the back of my left hand. And they were talking a large amount of disability, and I was bleeding just all over the place. And I tried to remember a scripture in Ezekiel, and I couldn't remember it. So I said, "Well, I'm going to forget that and go to praying in the Spirit." So while I was being operated on, I prayed for Thomas O. Sturkey, which is a wonderful man, surgeon at Kenistone. And the bleeding slowed down real slow. And I've got most of the use back. I've lost 8%. And he's blessed me with that. And I'd like to thank the Lord for this young lady I've met right here. And the world looks a little bit better now.
Amen. And then over here.
I just want to praise the Lord for this body. And it took us a long time after we moved up here 7 years ago. It took us 3 years of searching to find a real family. And we love you. And we love Pastor and Lois. And I also want to praise the Lord for a different man. For the last 3 months, it's been wonderful. There's just a joy in our home. And I just praise the Lord for the children and for Tony being so firm so many years ago when we didn't even know any different, but that he wouldn't hear the bad reports and that he was so encouraging to me. And when we look at Alan, and I just back up what he said earlier with a thankful heart.
Amen. Doesn't it feel good to publicly give thanks to the Lord and just to hear yourself giving praise to Him? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And we need not wait for an opportunity like this on a Sunday morning to do so. Our mouth ought to be filled with thanksgiving to the Lord at all times.